This is HPR episode 2896 entitled, Orange BI0LTS version. It is hosted by JWP, and is about 12 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, a general overview of the Orange BI0LTS.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
My name is JWP. I have a Hacker Public Radio today. I saw that there had been a lot of emails in the box and that Kenton had needed something. I'm still listening. Every day something comes and I'm still listening to a lot of it, of the content all the way through. What I wanted to talk about today is, you know, the last couple of times I did stuff about work, and I do have one about Intel Optane Memory coming, sort of work-like for me, coming up pretty soon. But what I wanted to talk about today was, I got a little nerdy, I guess. I thought, you know, if you ever want to get in, you know, financial trouble or buy stuff at the spur of the moment, you need to get Reputing and Tom's Hardware and a few of those others in your RSS feed and read it early in the morning. I end up buying more stuff than I really know what to do with, but I've always been a fan of the Orange PI Zero with the H2 Plus processor, because it is so much faster than my Raspberry Zero. I mean, it just really, really is. That's, you know, same 512 memory, but it is just really, really fast. And so they came out with an LTS version of it. I think it cost me $9, and you get the expansion board that adds two more USB ports to it. They're coming out with what they call a Raspberry Zero Plus that has an HDMI connector and stuff like that. But I got it from AliExpress this time, and AliExpress is the manufacturer has a direct site on there, so it comes from there. Before I got it on Banggood, and the great thing about it is that they ship anywhere in the world, so that AliExpress and Banggood, wherever you might need it, that they'll get it. And so it was $9 for the PC and I think $3 or $4 for the USB expansion and $2 for the case. Now, one caveat is I do not get the power supplies from those guys. I found that the power supplies that they vary greatly. So what I'll do is I'll go to the Conrad Electronics here in Germany, and I will get a good 5-volt. Well, basically a Raspberry 3 thing for them, and plug it in and use that. So this is my third one, but these two are the LTS version. They're trying to stabilize on that for a while. And I used RBN and it was a 200 megabyte download, and it was quite okay. You know, I flashed it with Etcher and booted up. And the way that I do this is I have a very, very old TP-Link router that I have the free and open source routing software on. I forget the name of that, man, but it's LUA, it's a Lula, and then it comes up and you put it in, and I've disabled the Wi-Fi on that. It's only for a router that does switches, but I could always turn it back on. But it was a $19 router, and I wanted to flash it, and so I got that free operating system on there. And what this is really good for is I plug it into a wall. I take my IBM Lenovo IBM laptop and plug it in, and then plug the zero in, and then it's got its own little domain, and I'm able to see where the IP address is, and then I go right there, and then I go through the initial setup, and then I copy the MAC address, and then I take the MAC address in the Lenovo over to my home Wi-Fi and connect it, and then put the MAC address in and assign the MAC address. I gracefully shut down the Orange PI0 LTS version, and then I go and plug it back in into the home router system, and he comes up, and I can see him and do all the SSH stuff. And what I'll do is, even though it's only got 512 RAM, I will go ahead and I installed Debian's LXDE on it, and the other two I installed XFCE on. And the reason is that I like to use UGIT, and so like I have like a farm of these little five of these things that I will get YouTube videos and news clips and music stuff and demo and all kinds of stuff, and I'll use UGIT to download that. And I just copy paste the VNC, and I'm pulling only some of these boxes only like on the LXDE. It's hard to get it over 100 megabytes. It really is. And of course, I use YouTube DL on them, and they're connected to all of them are connected to NFS, to the NFS share, so I can do whatever I want to do. And I've even tried some transcoding on these things, but across the board on all these little devices, the Orange PI is Orange PI Zero is significantly faster than the Raspberry Zero, significantly, and it beats the Raspberry 2 for sure. And the Raspberry 3, see, it's a different animal, because the Raspberry 3 you can get application specific things, appliances. So in other words, you can go to OwnCloud and get an OwnCloud version specifically for the 3B, and you can get a SUSE version. An SUSE LTS version for the 3B, and you can get a 3B open media vault, a direct image that works specifically with the 3B or 3B plus from open media vault. And so the Raspberries, they with these specific things tailored to them, are very, very good. That said, I have a 512 Model A, the new one with the Wi-Fi and a nice Bluetooth in it, and I set that up, and it runs also pretty well, but it's significantly more than $9. It's, yeah, I had to pay over 30 euros for that thing, and then I had to add the case and the power supply, so then I was looking at $50, whereas this was right in line with $20. I had to pay more for the power supply than I did anything else. One thing of note is the memory cards. Now, the Orange PI people, they will come out right away and say that you need the A1. And so you'll see that these cards have A1, A2 on them. They said that the drivers aren't in the kernel for the A2 cards. Now, that's what they said on the site. I've had them with both. And one thing that I can tell you for sure is that the original Orange PI, that thing will eat a memory card pretty quick. I have one that's on his third memory card, and I'm like, okay, well, and I found that for me, the 16 gigabyte A1 with the fastest from SanDisk, it seems to be the best one. That Amazon ships it in bulk, so you buy four or five of them at the same time, and they all come in nice little sleeves, and then you put them in. But I find that those last longer. So I've had a couple of 64s and 128s that I tried to do all kinds of little projects with, and it just didn't work out. But 16 seems to be the way to go, and connect it to the NFS server and have him, if he needs to write something, do all of that stuff on the NFS server via the Open Media Vault thing. And I did a show about that previously, about Open Media Vault and the things that I do with there. And the other thing is that it's sort of a family project, the LTS. So I have my wife, my eyes aren't so good, and so we sort of sit there and put them together ourselves. I have to do the software thing. And I, of course, with the VNC servers this time, I had some problems, just ever so slight problems, that somehow on this new Buster, they didn't, and this was the first time I used Buster versus Stretch, so I used Buster this time, and I had problems with the font. So I had to install the font, and then I had to go through the steps again from DigitalOcean to set it up, and I noticed that my old one run Stretch with LXVE was, I just liked it a lot better. And the way that I did that was I got the base system installed, and then I installed LXVE, and then I installed the VNC server, and then I installed the two applications that I wanted, or three applications that I wanted on there. You get YouTube DL and the Midori browser. And even with Midori going, it rarely gets over 300 megabytes. You know, so if I need to bring up something to copy paste or some kind of RSS thing or something, with Midori it rarely goes over 300. So anyway, the CPU, it's really, really good. And, you know, I've had varying luck. I mean, for $9, you get some hit and misses. I mean, one of them, like I said, eats the memory card really well. The other one gets pretty hot. He melts one of the other original Orange PIs. He melts his case. So I haven't replaced the case. He just gets hot, and sometimes I have to turn him off because he'll start getting the case hot. But the newer one, it's been sitting up on my shelf next to my Raspberry 3 Model A that I got for Christmas last year. And it's working absolutely flawlessly. No heat, no dispensation, no anything. All right, well, hey, it's 11 minutes, and I'm sure y'all have better things to do than listen to me grumble about the Orange PI LTS, zero LTS. But if you want to get one, it's a great little buy at $9 or $10, and do get the USB expansion thing for $3 and a little case. And don't forget to get a good local power supply, and it works just fine with the 3B power supply. So if you go in your electronic store, the 3B power supply works just fine with it. Try to get the skinny one so it doesn't take up all that room on your board. All right, y'all take care, be safe. If you need anything or want to communicate with me, it's jwp5@hotmail.com. All right.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.